Thank you, Chair. Chairperson, Excellencies, distinguished delegates, Zimbabwe would like to express appreciation for the program budget proposals, highlighting the needs-based requirements of the UNHCR for the coming year. In particular, Zimbabwe has noted that despite the various complex challenges that confront the world today, which include rise in conflicts and natural disasters, the UNHCR has over the past year been able to stay and deliver services to persons of concern. Your Excellency, we are pleased to note that various innovative measures that the organization has implemented in the past year in order to efficiently and effectively execute its mandate have paid benefits. As we have raised during the general debate of the High Commissioner's report, we have noted that the funding gap between our needs and available resources continues to increase. While we acknowledge and appreciate the proposed increase in the budget for Southern Africa, as shown on page 30 of the document, we would like to urge the UNHCR to continue to mobilize more resources to help in narrowing this funding gap. Your Excellency, with respect to staffing levels, Zimbabwe has noted with appreciation the increase in female participation in the workforce. We also take note that the measures that have been put in place to shorten the recruitment process have been taken under urgent conditions with the need to quickly respond to emerging crises. We commend this responsiveness. Chairperson, Zimbabwe notes that sub-Saharan Africa has the highest number of employees, accounting for 36% of the workforce of UNHCR. However, we are concerned that Southern Africa has a very low representation. This weakness, as well as the rather low percentage representation of women in Southern Africa, needs to be explained and addressed. Chairperson, Zimbabwe would like to appreciate this explanation. Furthermore, we are concerned about the increase in funding gaps in our programs, which, coupled with low workforce representation, will militate against delivery on the pledges that we made at the Global Compact for Refugees. I thank you, Chair.